Part 2. Describe a good experience of online shopping. You should say when it happened, what you bought, why you bought it, and explain why you think it was a good experience. I'm going to talk about a recent successful online shopping experience that I've had. To be honest, I've had countless incidents in which I ordered the wrong size or the product ended up being completely different from how it appeared online. So I was surprisingly delighted with this purchase. Well, let me tell you about it. Zara is my favorite store, and unfortunately there isn't one currently near my house, so I decided to check out their online shopping site. I just started a professional job, so I'm always in need for more professional clothes. Zara always seems to fit me well and have classy, smart clothes, so I decided I would order a white dress from them. Luckily, the dress was on sale for $30 instead of $50, which gave me even more incentive to buy it. The model was a lot thinner and taller than me, so I doubted it would look as good on me, but I was willing to take my chances. To my surprise, the dress fits me like a glove. Furthermore, the dress arrived in 2 days when they predicted 3 to 4. This was a positive experience because now I get compliments whenever I wear the dress. The fit and style couldn't be better for me, and I feel very tasteful when I wear it. I now know I can count on Zara to fit me. Zara has a good price-to-quality ratio. All in all, would recommend. Part 3. What are the advantages and disadvantages of online shopping? The advantages would be that it's more convenient and saves loads of time, avoiding those dreaded lines. Furthermore, sites like Amazon tend to have secondhand items, so you can save a lot of money this way. The negatives are that you cannot try the clothing on before. Sometimes the items don't look the same in person, the shipping fees, and the time you have to wait for the item. By the same token, it's a hassle to send back if there's an issue. So, all in all, there are more disadvantages, I'd say. Do you think it's safe to shop online? Depends on the site. If you use a reputable one like Amazon or the store's website, it's generally very safe. However, buying from private sellers online, especially in their homes, can be risky. Furthermore, scams always exist online, so you never know if someone could be scamming you. I always say, if you have time, it's better to buy the item in person to gain more trust in the purchase. Do you think the government should impose more control on online shopping? Wow, this isn't something I've ever thought about. In my opinion, I think the government should investigate to make sure sites are reputable. But that's about all. I don't think there should be any limit to what we buy, as long as they're legal products. Every purchase benefits the economy, so at this point I don't see a need to regulate it.